Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Do you know what I'm referencing here?
Yeah, we got some. You guys, yesterday we had nothing. We're like, we have zero topics to talk about. And today we have a few. And you don't even know one of them that I have.
Oh, well, you don't even know a couple that I have.
Oh, my God.
But obviously vacation is referencing The White Lotus on HBO.
Oh, my God. It's so. Although I wish you told me about it a week from now when the finale had aired,
because I had no idea.
I'm edging.
I know. I had no idea. But you know what? I'm glad I started it on Friday or Saturday, and I binged the first four, and I was like, oh my God, there's more shit. And then Sunday night was episode 5. There's only one more for the season.
It's so good.
Yeah. I would have been dying, though, if I had watched it like episode 1, wait a week.
I know.
Episode 2,
oh, God.
Hell no. Listen, I hate scripted stuff. So
I know.
If I'm saying it's good, it's good, as you would say.
It's real good. Yeah. And, okay, the dogs are playing now. Also, when Cruel Summer comes back, we're going to have to watch week by week. But even that, I'm like, you know, 2 weeks has gone by, and I can't even tell you a single name of a person in that show.
No, but that's so funny that you just brought up Cruel Summer, because I think I told you on, you know, one of our other 16 podcasts that we do that my daughter Paige and I started watching Parks and Rec, and we started season 2, episode 1, and in like episode, I don't even be that one, where Leslie gets a lot of heat for the gay penguins that got married or whatever. And in that episode, April shows up with her boyfriend and her boyfriend's boyfriend, and the boyfriend, Paige was like, oh my God, that's the guy from Cruel Summer. It's the teacher from Cruel Summer.
What the fuck?
I never in a million years would have even put those two together. But I was like, how
I never would have either.
That?
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
He looks like a baby face. Justin Bieber hair. Right. So it's just
I can't picture the teacher or the boyfriend.
Either can I, wow. But she put
good,
it together.
Good for her.
Yeah. Jesus. So The White Lotus, you guys. You have to go watch it. It's so good.
Oh, it's like trashy, but also like.
But it's not.
It's amazing.
It's well done. And here's the thing. I said this on my Real TV episode this week. I don't even know what it's about. Like, Dave and the kids were walking through like, oh, what are you watching? I'm like, oh, The White Lotus. Like, what it's about.
It's a slice of life, I think.
Yeah, like, I don't really know. Like, it's maybe a mystery, because that very first scene from the first episode.
Yeah, you know someone's gonna die. And that's not a spoiler. You find that out in the first 2 seconds. And immediately I was like, that's Pete from The Office.
Yeah, and he looks exactly like my former neighbor.
Oh, really?
Where I used to live. And when Pete on The Office came on, I was like, holy shit, that's Bill from next door, I'll just say. And we've always been like, oh, God, yeah, Pete from The Office is totally
he's
Bill.
Good in this. He's perfect in this. And I love that in one scene he's wearing a Cornell hat. Oh. I feel like that's such a nod.
Well,
that has to be a nod.
Of course.
It's Nardog, yeah.
Yeah, he plays this role really well. He's like that unlikable
perfect. Because you do like, you go in liking him because he's Pete from The Office. And then, like, slowly you're like, oh. And I love
his wife's expressions throughout, just like, what have I done?
Yeah. Okay, I guess just we should kind of just say spoiler here. If you haven't watched it, skip ahead a little bit. I don't know, in real life, let's just say if this were real life, would he have picked her? Like, I think she's beautiful, but she seems a little too normal or average. Like, she's not wearing makeup. Her hair is just kind of
mousy.
Meh. Yeah. I don't really get that feeling that they were ever in love. Like, they would never even date each other.
Well, they only dated for 6 months, but I think that it's kind of a Warner from Legally Blonde type situation where his parents wanted him to date somebody who wasn't an idiot, who was really smart. But then once he married her, they wanted her to just quit all of her shit and just be a housewife.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. With the stuff he's telling her, I would have been like, are you kidding me? It sounds amazing.
Yeah, I would just join like a bunch of animal groups.
Yeah, go get whatever. Go to the spa, spend whatever you want. You don't have to worry about anything anymore. Just quit. Who cares?
I mean, I totally get it.
You don't have to tell me twice. My God.
It's the kind of thing where, like, she, in 20 years, is going to look back and be like, oh, I should have just done that. This journalism thing didn't really work out the way I wanted.
Yeah, when she's struggling to get a job at, like, Highlights magazine. Like, what the fuck was I doing?
Yeah.
Okay, what about the teenage
where she's,
daughters?
Like, writing an article for, like, Refinery.
Oh, yeah. It was, like, BuzzFeed or something. The teenage daughter.
Thoughts? Okay, I think this is the most interesting plot line here. Is, like, this really, like, I shot myself in the ass watching this, because that scene at the dinner table in, like, one of the last two episodes where they're really going into politics and Black Lives Matter and patriarchy and misogyny, I'm like watching it because, like, us as adults, we're like, I'm looking at these girls like, you two are fucking dumb idiots. Like, you're ignorant. You're little. Yeah. You don't know anything. But I'm like, but I do agree with them. But I look at it from adults and I'm like, well, no, you're idiots. And I'm more on the side of the parents where they're like, you haven't lived.
Well, so it's now because they're coming across as a little too know-it-all.
But I think even if they were, like, the smartest, like, they weren't as douchey, I think anyone our age is going to look down at, like, a 17-year-old trying to preach to us about
Because
I'd be like, shut up.
She is from that privilege. Her parents are multimillionaires. So for her to be like, God, capitalism, ugh. Okay, but if you're sitting here in Hawaii in designer clothes, real easy for you to say, like,
I know.
Who needs
but it
that?
Was just, it was an interesting conversation because you hate the girls, but you agree with them. You're like, they are on the right side of history. But you're like, oh, God, is this the generation that's, like, preaching this now?
Right. Okay, so now, do they have a romantic relationship, Olivia and Paula?
I assume that, because of the first night, the boy comes out of the room and says they were making lesbian noises all night.
Right. But was that just like the ASMR, which that blew my mind. I had to go Google that. I know ASMR, but I didn't know that was like a drug thing. Where it's like hot smoke and different sounds and stuff.
I don't know. But no, I assume that was, but it didn't really go anywhere. I think it's more just like the girl dynamic where she's just jealous of her friend.
Which everyone has either seen it or been in a friendship that. That is female friendships. It just, well, at that age, I'll say. Not as you get older, it totally changes. But at that age.
The guy that the girl is having sex with on the beach.
Oh my God,
he's so hot.
Hawaii.
Yeah, he's super hot. This is very much a Kalani and a Swelu relationship.
Oh, don't
like,
think I didn't
hope
think about that.
She turns out pregnant. Yeah. But he's like, I thought you were her friend. And she's like, we're friends. Like, it's just like, it's like you went to Hawaii with her.
Yeah.
But you're not friends. You'll never talk once you both go off to college.
But then it alludes to some sort of relationship where Olivia did steal Paula's boyfriend because she says the next morning, right? She's like, oh, about Kyle or Tyler or whatever. I hope it's okay. I mean, it's just so good. And the guy that wrote, Mike White, who wrote, directed, and he's producing it, he was on The Amazing Race with his dad, and he was on Survivor, too. Yeah. Have you watched the after the show clips?
Oh, I didn't know they had those.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I'll probably binge that. I just want any content I can from White Lotus, because I binged the whole thing yesterday.
Yeah.
And
I was so angry when it was over.
Yeah, there's only like 4 minutes after each episode if you just kind of scroll down.
Yeah, but no,
HBO
I love
Max,
those kind
it's
of
so
things.
Good. But this kind of leads to something I wanted to touch on, which was Jennifer Coolidge, who was amazing.
Okay, I was going to say, who's the best person on the show? And it would be Jennifer Coolidge. Like, she's always kind of just that clowny woman. And everyone loves, like, I don't know anyone who doesn't like Jennifer Coolidge.
I'm going to say,
always kind of put in that box.
Yeah, I'm going to say, like, her character is always, it's always that character. You know, it's always
and
just
she,
a different
flavor. She
does flavor
have that Tanya voice of yours. You like it's
she
the Jennifer Coolidge voice.
Real good.
Yeah.
She always plays that same kind of character, but I would argue the same thing with Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, but Melissa McCarthy is apparently a huge bitch in real life.
Oh, did I tell you that, or did you tell me
that? Yeah, okay, you told me that, and I totally believe it.
I
hate that.
Okay, that could lead me on a whole other tangent of the royals and Meghan Markle, and I'm not going to go there because I know I have a very unpopular opinion. But she did an article, right? Was it with, like, Vulture or
yes.
something?
Yes! Oh, God, I love her so much.
Right, well,
and
that's
you sending
the thing.
This to me
everyone loves her. Or maybe it was Daily yes. Mail. I forget. Whatever, doesn't matter. But everyone can admire her talent in whatever it is. Maybe she's not your favorite, and you're
because,
like, okay,
well,
whatever,
she,
but she's
no,
good.
But she's played
she's
a lot of iconic roles. She's American Pie, which, even though it's a very problematic character, that character somehow hasn't been canceled because it just kind of lives in its own zeitgeist.
Yep.
I even read an article where it's like, you know, from her origins as playing the non-problematic Mrs. Robinson. They
yeah.
even took the strides to do that.
And
then she was
Blonde.
In Legally Blonde, mm-hmm. Best in Show.
Yep.
She was in an episode of Seinfeld that it didn't do anything for her. She was a masseuse. She wasn't, it didn't do anything. It didn't
okay.
show her talent.
Hey. Well,
but
anyway,
just,
that's the whole thing.
Cool.
She is talented. She's very good yeah. at what she does. And what she, I don't know, someone interviewed her, and I don't even think she purposely came out with this to be like, look at me, I'm
no,
just
I think
like
it was
the
an
anyone.
Offhanded question
exactly.
that she answered.
And she said she wasn't even going to take this role. Like, she almost backed out at the last minute because over the course of this crazy year and a half, yeah. when she said, yeah, I was like, I was binging 4 pizzas a day, and I mm-hmm. hate my body right now, and I don't like the way
because
I look.
Because of pandemic weight gain. And I'm like,
right.
you just summed up
everyone.
Like, you just, like, made everyone feel better about
yes.
it. Or you've made us all feel seen. Everyone out there.
And you know what? I was watching this, and I was like, oh, she did put on a little weight, but God, look at her. Like, she is still working.
She's always kind of fluctuating
oh, she's
between
curvy.
10 pounds. She's
yeah.
back and forth. And it's yeah. always kind of like, I
and
didn't notice her being
and she's always gorgeous.
Bigger.
But, like, it made me feel better because I'm going through, you know, my peaks and valleys. And I'm at there's a lot of peaks on my body right yeah. now and a lot of valleys. But I was watching, I was like, God, you know what? Like, she is so beautiful. And look at her. She, like, doesn't care. She's wearing these body skimming things. She's wearing, you know, like, a tighter lace dress.
I think that she was like, look, I feel uncomfortable because I've gained weight. And they clearly...
Well, she always has flowy stuff, but she had that like, light green,
yeah, these costumes
silky.
Are great. I'm like, can I just... I'm like, this shows you... Because I didn't notice that she had gained weight. So this shows you that you can... like match your like you can dress
right.
your body to not even notice
yeah.
she looks gorgeous and okay beyond the how gorgeous she is this is the best performance I've ever seen her in and this is the
yeah.
best performance in the show I
yeah oh she went there especially that last episode
that monologue
when she starts yes
to the guy
uh-huh when she starts
like,
crying and she's like take the ashes oh my God
well she does the mon well the ashes scene on the boat was good because that could have been played very maudlin very silly but it wasn't it was played like real
mm-hmm.
and then she has the monologue to Belinda about the exact same thing like
oh,
I don't
want
to show I don't want him to get to know me and then hate me so I might as well just show him the worst
mm-hmm.
she's oh God if she I am like she's my number one rooting for like every award next season.
I just
isn't
love
she
her.
Just the best and everyone She's in the good. Show is good everyone in the show is solid but she is when you go in thinking I went in going like okay Jennifer Coolidge okay she's gonna be Jennifer Coolidge
because
she is
character.
In the first couple episodes she is kind of mm-hmm. just Jennifer Coolidge but then by those last 3 episodes you're like holy shit like you are with her you want to just watch her
mm-hmm.
all the time
and hug her and identify with her so when you and I think I saw this article and I sent it to you It was just like, oh my God, Jennifer, like, no, you don't know how great you are, but I
yeah.
feel like...
You were perfect.
Right. But it's just, like, so... indicative of what everyone thinks and feels, where you might be thinking the worst thing about yourself, and no one in a million years would be thinking or saying the things to you that you say to yourself.
And I don't think any, if she even hadn't said that, if any article would have come out saying, like, Jennifer Coolidge, who is bigger than ever, like, right. No one would have, I don't think that was ever a thing. I didn't notice it. And, because she always just kind of has, like, a stature about her. She's never really skinny to me or large to me. Yeah,
Exactly. It's attractive. She owns who she is, whether that's a character or not, and it's just,
she's Stifler's mom.
Right.
And now, as Stifler's mom, she was on the, like, on the...
She was curvy, side, yeah.
She was curvy. She was in, like, probably 12, 14...
Because she was sexual, so therefore she was sexy. Now, speaking of wardrobe, I am obsessed with Connie Britton's wardrobe. I have been trying to find the head wardrober. You know, there's, like, the wardrobe department. Like, I went into IMDb. I've been trying to find every single item that she's worn, and I was able to find... like her pajamas in over are from Nordstrom. She had like two dresses that are all over the place. Like her necklace.
I think the pajamas are
grand.
Such a funny nuance too, because she clearly went to Nordstrom's and was like, "These say Hawaii vacation."
Oh, I love it.
Just to wear, which
the
is
navy,
what all of us would do.
Navy
I just get my fucking elbow
Nordstrom.
Again.
Oh no! I just love every single thing that she is wearing, and I want them to be like under $100, and I know there's no way in hell.
No,
it's
no
probably
way.
Some, you know, like a $3,000 Oxford shirt or something.
Have you seen Dirty John? Her wardrobe in that is insane too.
No, is that the one with Joshua Jackson, or is that the
one? That's Dirty Doctor or whatever. Or
Doctor, Dr. Death. Sorry.
Yeah. No, you should watch Dirty John.
No, I listened to the podcast. I don't want the scripted one. Nope,
it's Connie Britton.
I know.
Everyone's really good on it.
Nope, I can't.
It's good. It's campy. Mm. I think you'd like it. You won't be bothered by it because it knows that it's campy, and Connie Britton knows exactly what she's doing. And you get to watch her wear some fabulous clothes as
okay,
well.
Okay, maybe. But I'm just saying.
You can binge that in one day. You'll love it.
I want everything she's wearing in this. It's so perfect.
Yeah. And she's such an interesting character because I want to strangle her all the time. Because when her daughter talks back to her, I imagine how you would react to that. Where, like, her son almost dies in the bathroom overnight. And she's like, he almost died in the bathroom. Like,
yeah.
And then, they made me sleep on the beach last night. And Connie Britton's like, oh, my God. She just doesn't even react. I'm like,
yeah.
Fuck, are you
she's
kidding
like, okay, good night, guys. And then they're like, you can't sleep in here. What the I hate Olivia. Hate that daughter.
Yeah. I mean, she's a really good actress. Like, she's also in The Handmaid's Tale.
Such a bitch.
It. Yeah, she's good at her role.
Okay, Steve Zahn. How lovable is he?
First shot of him, we get to see his penis. Obviously not his penis. That's clearly a prosthetic penis.
Okay, it is a prosthetic. It's not.
You can kind of tell just the way he's holding it, because it's like, first of all, it's hard. And if he's just kind of holding it in one place where I feel like maybe seams are.
Okay.
And the balls are really inflamed. Like, it's clearly not his penis. But I was like, hey, it's great to see a penis.
I mean, you're really not prepared for it. It's just, bam, just there's your balls.
Yeah. And it wasn't too crazy. She's just like, are they bigger? She's like, I haven't seen them in a while. So.
She doesn't give a shit. No, I just love his character. He's just so lovable. And
always loved Steve Zahn.
Yeah.
Is he? Oh, yeah. And he's in one of my favorite movies, Riding in Cars with Boys. He plays a very difficult character where, like, it's so easy to hate him, but, like, he's right on the verge, and you always, always, always love him.
He just has such
all the way through
a great facial.
Yeah.
He's a facial artist, you know?
And he's a little tiny guy.
5'7".
He's like 5 foot. Oh, is he 5'7"? Yeah.
Up, which really means.
I bet he's 5'6". He seems big.
Probably like 5'6".
He's giving me 5'6" energy.
5'5" and, yeah. I don't know, 3/8" or something like that. We'll just round up.
Yeah, which is fine with me. But I feel like he also does have big dick energy.
Interesting. I could see
he's
that.
He's good, though. This is like, God.
Okay, what about I don't know his name in real life. Is it Murray or something?
The manager?
Yes, the hotel manager.
He's great too, because he's such a like
his arc in this is just crazy. And you kind of are with him the whole time. You're like, I want you to win.
Yeah.
But just give the bag back. Give the bag back. I know. The pills. All you have to do, give
Don't
the pills back.
Don't do it. But I'm with him because these people are assholes.
But even just like take out half the pills, half of the Klonopin.
Yeah.
And then give
Siphon
the rest
off
of it back.
A couple.
You're good for the week, the rest of the week that these assholes are going to be here. That's all you had to do.
But he's an addict. And then, of course, we have Belinda, who is just waiting and waiting it out. And then you kind of turn on, what's her name in the show? Jennifer Coolidge? Why am I blanking?
Tanya.
Tanya! Oh. Hey, guess what? Did your scripts come? Because it's Tuesday today. It is Tuesday today.
One of my favorite scenes is when the girls just did, like, something on the beach.
Kay
and Jennifer Coolidge comes up and it shows her, like, talking,
hey,
like,
girls.
I gotta put my mom's ashes in the water. And then it goes to what they're saying, and she's like, it's a big box. Amazing. This show is so good, you guys.
You really
it's
need
so
to go watch
good.
It.
Everyone yeah. watch it. Ugh. All right, so what? Who do you think died? Wait, before we get to that.
Okay.
That should be our last question. Do you think that Asuelo got away?
Oh, my God. That's the other one, too.
Please, God, let him get away.
I hope so, but I don't think... I think he's going to get caught. What if it's... Well, no, he wouldn't be flown back to the States. So, it couldn't be his body.
Yeah,
now, what
true.
If...
Yeah, he wouldn't...
What if, in that box, it did just say human remains? So, what if we're led to believe... Because we're kind of led to believe that...
That's just, like, the moms? That would be annoying to me. I'd be like, oh, no. God, no one died.
We're led to believe that Bubba's, the wife, the brown, mousy wife...
Okay, yeah.
We're led to believe, like, oh, she died because, God, I forgot
yeah,
his name already.
Yeah, you immediately think that
because he's watching out. But I have a feeling she's like, I made a mistake, and maybe she goes on to Tahiti, and he's like,
so.
I'm going to go back home. And maybe the human remains is the mom's ashes in the big box.
No, because at the beginning, they're, like, making a whole thing to, like,
oh, they
everyone's
found
waiting
a body.
At the airport. Yeah, like, they're waiting at the airport while they escort
Paula.
A body off the plane.
Paula.
Who's Paula?
The Asuelu's hot girlfriend friend. Olivia's friend. Because she can't live with herself that something happened
to him. You know who I think it might
him.
Be? I think it might be the son. Because he's the only
that
one that's having an actual positive... He's the only one that we're... Like, he's having an actual Hawaii experience by himself every night. He's like... Hanging out with the canoe guys, he's seeing the whales,
jerking off on the beach.
Jerking off on the beach, he's seeing the tribe. But he is enjoying it by himself. He's having an actual Hawaiian experience and experiencing it while everyone else is having their drama. So it would be the most of a gut punch if it was him somehow, because he's the most innocent in all of this. He's the only one that's really likable.
I mean. We could just go through each person, right? And be like,
but
it's
the
this
pregnant
person,
girl
person.
Needs to come back too. Lonnie or Lana or Lonnie. Lonnie.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, that's... You can't...
Yeah, what
that's a Chekhov's
that?
Pregnant chick.
That was wild.
Yeah, you gotta come back.
Oh, where her water broke and he just walks over and he's like, oh, what is that?
What would that be like? Would that be sticky or is that just water?
I would think it's... Well, I mean, it's amniotic fluid, so I would assume and there's some other stuff in there. I don't know. My water never broke on its own.
Oh, okay.
I always did it in the safety
in the
and the sanitized conditions of a hospital room. So gotcha. I don't totally know, but I don't think it would be completely clear. I would think there'd be some stuff in there. Now, what
I
about the munchies scene? Were you ready for that one?
Which one? Oh, that didn't... You made that seem like it was going to be a huge deal. That was nothing. Are you kidding?
I didn't
His
think
His face
it...
was barely even in there.
Well, it was kind of like motorboating his butt cheeks.
You should watch the very first episode, like the very first moment of Girls season like 4. This guy has his face in Marnie's ass, and he is just like it is in her asshole, and he's just like. I'll send it to you.
No, I'm good. I mean, that's not my thing, but if it's yours, go for it. I was really just surprised because I didn't know that it happened vertically. I never knew that this would be like a standing
anyway.
Up thing. Okay, well, I didn't know. I just assume that when people sleep with each other, it's just missionary in bed. Like, it's horizontal to horizontal.
Yeah, I mean, there's different ways.
Well, I know that, but I just never gave it enough thought to
sure. think but of no, this you as made it, you position. Made that seem like it was going to be a lot more shocking than it. Like, I okay. thought I was going to see like open asshole with like tongue on anus.
No, well, you did get
and
to
you
see...
really just see like a nose up to a crack.
Sure. What about Jake Lacey? That's our Andy Bernard Cornell wearing.
What about
guy? Him? You got to see his full. Back.
Oh, that's
region.
Right. Yeah,
that's
you
kind of
see his penis too. You see it you, like
a
just
flash.
From, like, a
it's a blur.
Yeah,
it's a blur. And then Asuelu's body. Oh, I mean that was hot. Right?
I mean, I'm like, I want to believe that they're actually into each other, but I'm like, all I see is Asuelu and
I know.
Kalani,
and she
like
is
how
gorgeous.
He probably does this with millions of girls. Oh yeah, she looks like one of the women from. Pose. If you look up the show Pose,
okay,
she's trans, but she's like, she's the most gorgeous woman alive. She actually just got nominated for an Emmy or a Golden Globe or something. She looks like her. I thought it actually was her for a second, but then I realized the ages wouldn't.
Yeah, her real name is something like Brittany Grady or O'Grady. It's something very Irish.
Yeah, yeah. And people told her that she should change her name because people would be. Off put by the fact that she has an Irish last name when she's actually half black.
Oh, geez. No, I just love that because, listen, you and I both have similar last name. Now, my married name's a little bit different, but you know, when you have like a very Polishy sounding name, people are like, oh, I love that Polish name. But like
Polish?
Irish.
Is that Polish?
Yeah, but like an Irish. You want an Irish or an Italian name because everything's, you know, ski, ska.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
When I spell my name, I go, okay, my first name is Amanda. My second name, okay, I'm going to go ahead and spell it for you. K-U-C-H-I-N as in Nancy. S-K-I as in igloo. That's why. Otherwise, it's like a fucking...
Hey, I get it. I always say Jody Huff, H-O-U-G-H, and they're like, H-U what? I'm like, no, H-O-U-G-H, like rough and tough, not like cough or dough.
You can just say like Juliana Huff.
Yeah, but I don't like her.
Yeah, how many people like her?
And then it sounds like I'm a huge, like, Dancing with the Stars head.
Yeah, like Juliana Huff, Derek Huff.
Because then you'd be like, who? Yeah. Anyway.
Right, anything else about any of the secondary characters?
Not that I can think of, but let's just talk about this. I mean, after next week, we're going to need to have a full...
Yeah.
Maybe like a full thread in our Facebook group or something.
I can't wait. So if I have HBO Max, will this air live or do I need to wait until like 3 a.m. on Monday?
No, you have to wait until later in the day.
That fucking sucks.
I know. It does suck. At least that's what my thing is showing me. Because I tried to get it too. I was like, ooh, it's Sunday. Maybe I can see it. But it wasn't on there yet.
Well, out of the people who I want to get awards for this, I would say Jennifer Coolidge, Steve Zahn. And I guess the hotel manager.
What about the hotel kid? Like the hotel employee with the pony? Yeah, who got his butt cheeks motorboated?
Yeah, he's fine.
Like, is he from anything else?
No, I looked it up. I didn't recognize him, but like, good for him. He's good.
Yeah.
Geed.
Yeah. All right.
So White Lotus. Great. Speaking of Geed, I had Jody watch a little bit of a Brooklyn Nine-Nine today.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I
you
saw your
liked
guy.
It. I know you liked it, but I was like,
I think
I
have
was
to
waiting
save it.
All day for
no,
you
I need
to
save it
to
for the pod.
Me.
I okay. actually...
I need you to like it, because it's a good show. But there's no way you didn't find that funny. It's funny. Where he's breaking the bottles and shit.
Okay, I'm going to make your day, and actually, you know what? You're going to be upset with me, but I'm also going to like break your heart in a good way. Like, you're going to be like, oh, you're going to feel it. I didn't enjoy the show. I don't think it's funny. But he, Mike Mitchell, as, what's his name, Kyle?
Yeah, Kyle Murphy.
He was the funniest part of the whole thing. I enjoyed his performance. I think he's a good actor, actually. I think
he's
a good comedic actor, yes.
Like, he ran that episode.
Yeah.
Like, you were so happy every time he was on screen.
Okay.
You found my birth mother?
Yeah, you did find my birth month. Very funny. I don't get the whole appeal of the show, but maybe I'll watch another episode or two to kind of.
I gave you those two other ones to watch, which aren't Doughboys adjacent. But I was waiting all day. I'm like, I'm just waiting for her to watch it because I know I'm going to get a text the second she realizes that Mike Mitchell is.
Oh, I stopped on my Peloton. I was watching. I was like, well, I got to text her. What did I tell? Like, oh, here we go. Oh my goodness! But okay, you know what? I have a blind item for you.
All right.
Okay, you're going to absolutely love this one. This is from Blind Gossip, my favorite. Whenever his show was in production, this former panel show host would start each morning the same way. He would ask the same colleague if he could borrow her laptop. Then he would use it to run a Google search for James Corden every single day.
James Corden?
Yeah, correct. You're absolutely correct. And these comments show that most of the world agrees with you. Because people hate him.
Every time I log into TikTok, there's like 30 more people who like that thing I wrote.
Oh, see? Here's some of the comments. I can't imagine anyone being obsessed with James Corden other than himself, especially after seeing him dancing, singing, and about getting the vaccine. Gordon probably Googles himself. Let's see, who else? James Corden, he Googles himself, borrowed laptop, so no evidence. Like, he doesn't want on his own laptop that he's Googling himself, so he'll use someone else's. I don't find anything remotely appealing about him. I only became aware of Corden's existence when he made this funny, peculiar interview with Prince Harry. No lie. No idea who this is, but they need to get a life. I don't find James funny at all. Very annoying, in fact. I'm from the UK and have put up with his face on TV for years. Now the US has to suffer him.
Okay, well then when are production companies going to notice, like, understand this and get him the fuck away from me?
Well, you know what? There's going to be an Annie Live this year, I think in December.
No.
And those are always painful, I have to say. I don't know.
Is he going to be Rooster?
The only people that they've announced that are going to be on it is Harry Connick Jr.,
as Daddy Warbucks. Zaddy Warbucks. Yeah. Ooh. I'm fine with that. I'm totally
okay.
Fine with that.
Then we also have Taraji. Are you okay with that?
As
Miss Hannigan. No, as Miss Hannigan. And Grace is going to be Nicole Scherzinger.
Oh, I'm fine with that. I think that she's super talented. Like, she's awesome. Like, she's gonna be great.
Yeah, I think so too.
So great. Okay, fine. I agree. And I love that it's like ethnic people that are being cast.
Yeah, but my fear when I saw that they're doing Annie Live, I was like, oh no, if James Corden is in it, you're gonna lose your shit. I feel like he has to because they put him in everything. They put him in everything.
I know it.
But
it has to be a person of color because it's her brother. Well, I guess it doesn't matter. They're doing colorblind.
Yeah.
But can it be like Sterling K. Brown as Rooster? Ooh.
Oh.
I'm already getting hot to trot for that. He'd be a great Rooster.
Okay, I don't know.
Wouldn't he be good?
This is weird coming around. Who's the guy that's in Brooklyn Nine-Nine he's like a comedic actor. He's African-American.
Terry Crews?
Maybe. He's not like the head sergeant guy.
But he's like the really buff one.
Yes, bald.
Yeah, Terry Crews. Yeah, he's okay. So funny.
Yes, that's
you need to watch a few more episodes. Let me send you a couple that I know you'll like.
So when we were watching this, because of course, you know, I'm like, okay, Amanda wanted me to watch this, and then we saw Mike Mitchell, and Paige was like, oh, is that Amanda's boyfriend? That's why she wanted to watch it. I was like, yeah. And then as we're watching it, she's like, wait, what is that guy from? I remember from something. She goes, Is that Jamie Foxx? And I was like, oh my God, what are we, the Masked Singer right now?
Yeah. What is this?
No, it's not Jamie Foxx. Which, by the way, there's a new season coming up.
I know, I was just about to say that. I saw it come up on my Instagram. They revealed, like, one of the very first things, but they didn't say any backstory, so I'm like, okay, cool. Ooh. It's like a...
Now, are you going to be able to watch that live, or are you going to have to get
a couple
episodes?
No, I think that'll
episodes?
Be fun. I think we should. I think maybe we could throw that on here every week. And we could do some guesses.
Crossing my fingers, Dr. Drew comes back.
I would love for... I got my bark box today for Walter, and, like, did you not see that? It was like a...
It's him.
it's called like On the Road Again, which I'm like, hey, I'm about to head on the road again.
It's Eagle.
And it's like an eagle on a motorcycle, and the eagle looks exactly like Dr. Drew.
You need to post
eagle.
That. You need to.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Closing, because it is him.
And Walter ripped the shit out of him. He's destroyed.
Oh, he just went to town.
Yeah, he went nuts.
Does the sound effect on the toy go instead of squeaking?
It's like, you should really get back together with Adam, Chelsea. All right.
You know, when you hit the road, when you're moving back to Canada, you're taking a little road trip back home from New York to Calgary, which is a very, very long drive. For those of you who don't know where Calgary is, if you're looking at a map of North America, it's like kind of
above Montana
and to the left.
It's above Montana. It's 3 hours north of Montana.
That doesn't help people. Other people who don't know where Montana is exactly. Gotcha. I'm just breaking down for those people. Now, while you are doing that, you may be able to pick up some legal marijuana that you'd like to partake in, right? Because it's legal in different states.
I mean, yeah, but I'm not going to do that while I'm driving with my dad.
No, but you can bring it with you, right?
Or is it legal in Calgary? I live right next to a dispensary.
Oh, so it's legal there?
In Canada?
Yeah.
It's bean legal in Canada.
Bean legal. Oh, God. That's
forever.
How you speak. Bean legal.
Like, forever.
Really? Is that what
Canada was like?
You got started?
Did you not know that? Canada was like the first one to, not the first one. I'm sure other states, like.
Well, I've just been like so high on my life. I never like really realized.
I still have that weed from fucking when Mole left me.
Ooh, okay.
Like when he left after our trip. So like I'm still blasting through that and it's not really doing anything for me. I might just toss it out.
Maybe you need some Bubba Kush. Mm-hmm. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, it's a type of weed.
Oh, okay. Because I just have this little fact for you.
Okay. Oh, you were leading up to something there.
I was. Because I just find this fascinating.
It was a really slow burn.
No, that's not your fault. It was just a really slow burn. I just found this fact, and I don't know why. I just find this really interesting because here, you know, the U.S. is all like, say no to drugs. Okay, I read this article. It said, marijuana grown legally in America is now flooding into Mexico. Where trendy new strains, including Bubba Kush, Bubba Kush, Kush, and Girl Scout cookies are selling at a 300% premium.
That sucks for them.
Right?
That sucks for the Mexican people.
Yeah, like we're kind of messing everything up.
Yeah, we're fucking with... No, that's not the way it works. I need to buy their weed.
Exactly. Like somehow,
let them have something.
I'm kind of for like this illegal drug trafficking into the U.S. for some reason.
With weed, like, yeah, come on now. Come on.
I mean, it's got to grow better down south. Just the sun is brighter, right?
No, it's really bad.
Oh, is it really?
The weed I smoked in Arizona was... It was just seeds and stems, and it was just dirty.
Oh.
It was nasty. It was, like, it was not green. Like, if you go to Canada, or if you just, like, when you went to your dispensary,
yeah.
If you look at it, like, you can see, like, little purple crystals and hairs on it.
That's but, good
like,
or bad? That's good.
That's geed. The weed from, like, Mexico that we were getting in Arizona, you know, this was in 2001, so it was just disgusting. Mm. Like, it wasn't even in, like... Regular weed, you can, like, if you, like, crumble between your fingers, it won't really even crumble, but your fingers will, like, smell like weed forever.
That's what the girl was doing in the White Lotus. Is that what she was doing next to the girl's ear? The
yeah, ASMR? Yeah. But in, like, because it's nice and fresh, but in Arizona, the weed, you would crumble it and it would just crumble right into the table. I mean,
okay.
It makes it easier to pack a bowl. But anyway, I have a little piece of breaking news, breaking chews, as the Doughboys would say. Breaking news. You want to hear? Apparently, Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer are together. And
shut up.
This is like very...
You're
this
lying.
This came out this morning.
You're
and
lying.
And if this is true, like, what if that's true? Look it up. I mean,
well,
it's
first
all...
I'm going to be pissed off if that's true and you're bringing this up 38 minutes into the podcast here. Okay, I'm looking this up. I did not see this on my daily mail.
I saw it on TikTok and then I looked it up and it's been covered by a bunch
Hold
of
on.
Different news
it came
places.
Up. Jennifer
okay.
Aniston,
yeah.
David Schwimmer are reportedly. So what is
yeah,
this
it's
mean?
Not it's not done by any reputable news sources yet, but The Sun did it. The Sun is somewhat reputable.
You guys, it's on fm104.ie. So,
oh, yeah. And like nz.com/YZD. But,
what?
I mean, several people are commenting on this. They were apparently seen together, and he apparently...
Oh, okay.
After the reunion, they apparently texted a lot, and then he flew to see her from New York to L.A. And they spent
time
together.
I thought he was married.
No, I looked that up, too. They got divorced in 2017. Boom!
Whoa.
I mean,
I kind of like this.
No, of course. Okay, so everyone wants Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt to get back together. That's always been the thing. Like, what if they got back together? But this would trump that 100%.
Yeah.
If Ross and Rachel ended up together, could that
right.
save all of 2020 and 2021 and the past 20 years?
I mean, I think there's a 50-50 chance it could be real or just
sure,
a publicity 50-50.
I'll
stunt.
Take 50-50. I'll take 50-50.
That is such a win for the not traditionally attractive guy if a David Schwimmer
is hot.
Trumps... if he were not on TV, if you just passed him on the street, you wouldn't be like, that guy's hot. You wouldn't. There's no,
no
way.
I think I think off of TV, he's more hot. Compared to, like, Joey, he's not as hot. But, like, yeah, he's a hottie.
I don't think
And they had a crush
on
each other. They had that, remember they made that montage of them, like, making eyes at each other? And
well, yeah, no,
and
listen.
Shit?
With his personality, he is more attractive because he is funny and he's talented. But if you were just walking by him on the street... You wouldn't think that guy's hot. You wouldn't be like, oh, he's ugly, but you wouldn't be like, oh, my God, that guy's
hot. I don't really
so
have that thought, though. I'm never like, oh, that guy's hot. Because I always look like shit, so I just don't want anyone to look at me.
Well, I do, too, but that doesn't mean you can't judge. You don't walk by someone and be like, oh, wow, they're really attractive.
I mean,
or like, that guy's
good looking. I'm hanging out in Long Island. The places I go is like 7-Eleven.
Well, where do you think I'm going?
I don't know.
I'm going to
a hot guy let me jump in front of him today at 7-Eleven. And he was being really nice to me, and I could see that he wanted to let me in front of him, because I was, like, holding a bunch of shit, like, a bunch of my waters and shit, and like, a shitty, because I don't have a fucking stove, so I'm holding, like, a salad, like,
oh my God,
like microwave bacon, and I'm holding all this, and he's like, and I could see, like, I saw him notice me, and I'm like, don't say anything, just don't acknowledge me, please, and then he turned back, and then he's like, hey, do you want to go in front of me? And I was like, oh... Yeah, sure, I guess. And then he started talking to me, and I just wanted...
Did you just, like, spread your legs and be like, oh, you want to go Amy? Oh, no. Okay.
No,
no.
I looked
what the
like
hell,
this.
Amanda?
I looked what am I going to do? We're going to start dating now.
Yes.
Leaving in 3 weeks. No.
Who I'm says you have to date? Control. Why am I the one giving you this advice? How did I become
like
this
shit.
Person?
I wanted to die. I'm like, don't talk to me. And he's like, he was like asking me all these questions. It was a blur. It was a blur.
Okay. Well, I'm rooting for them. I actually want them to be together. I would like that.
Yeah,
me too. I kind of feel like she will inevitably break his heart because she's Jennifer Aniston.
No, she's the sad sack in Hollywood. Don't you know that?
Oh, I mean, she's desperate to have a baby, right?
Right.
What an old spinster. But you know who I absolutely think is full of shit is this Ben Affleck J-Lo thing.
Yeah, they're friends, I think. They're like, let's hang
they're
out.
They're friends, and they're absolutely getting publicity this. For this shit. Yeah. Because no way in hell would they be walking around holding hands, kissing. Now they got Matt Damon in there who's strolling along with him. What the hell?
Matt Damon is thirsty.
Well, yeah, he is. So I read another blind item, because you know how he had that whole conversation with his daughter where he didn't know that the F word was a derogatory term for
fuck?
Men who are gay.
Oh, F-A-G?
G-O-T after that, right?
Oh, he thought it was a cigarette, right? It's the way British people say
no,
cigarette.
No, it was just... No, he didn't realize that it was like a... It was just like a... Something they
fuck,
used to say back in the day.
I remember he came... After the whole Me Too thing happened, he came out with some statement supporting Harvey Weinstein. And had to, like, go back on it. Just stay in the background.
From what I've heard, reading blind items, and...
I want to like that, Damon. Don't tell me anything.
Is that the reason that he came out with it... Because everyone's like, why would you even share this story? If you've been walking around saying that word, why would you bring it up? My God. And obviously, you should have known that. And I'm not going to, like, in the 90s or whatever, like, I remember my brother and his friends would always be like, oh my God, that's so gay. It's just,
I used to say that.
Yeah, I know.
We all used to say the R word.
Exactly. Okay.
Like, everyone did. Like, when me and Nick first started our podcast, we had to edit out a couple, because that was right when it was starting to turn.
Yeah.
And we were like, should we edit that? And thank God we fucking did.
Right.
Like,
but if you were
famous,
exactly, you should know by now. How old are you? And you're in Hollywood, and you probably work with gay people all the time. You should know that. So, like, why come out with this story of something that happened behind closed doors, and your daughter, who's like 15,
so he just came out with this
you?
Without being prompted?
Without prompted.
Hey, does anyone want to hear a story?
What people are saying is, like, obviously he's on record saying something. Obviously, there's some leaked audio that he knows
that's going
about.
To come out.
Yes.
Oh.
So it's a preemptive. Oh, I didn't know, I know now. I'm such the good guy. I mean, who can we trust anymore in Hollywood? Right?
Come on, Matt. We were all on your side. How is Ben Affleck now the good one between the two?
I never,
we were on your side for so long.
He's someone that I never thought was that attractive. He's got baby teeth. He's got little
Matt
gummy
Damon?
Baby teeth. No, well,
Ben Affleck.
But Matt Damon, to me, is very, like, fetus face. He's very fetus-y.
He looks like my cousin Michael. So I've always
Loved
him. And he kind of has the same personality. Okay. Not in a bad way.
Yeah.
I have something to promote that you're not... I want you to watch it, because it's good.
Okay.
It's... Do you know who Kulap Vilayasok is?
I do. She was actually on
you
The
do?
Office. She was on
how
The
How would
Office.
You possibly know that?
What do you mean, how would I possibly know that?
That's just a very random person for you to know, and for you to know that fact, because that's very random.
Well, I know a couple facts about her. So I know that she and her husband have, like, a podcast.
Scott Aukerman.
Yes.
Who sharted and Comedy Bang Bang.
Right. And they have, like, a podcast network. And he's really well known. They
guess
have that
who's on the podcast network?
Guess what? Rhymes with Schmo Moys. okay, and she's also very good friends with, what's the one? Bitch Sesh. Casey Wilson.
Yeah, oh, they're all, it's that huge circle of just UCB people. But, and she is on The Office, she is the one that Michael brings back on Benihana Christmas.
He marks her
hand. He tries to give her his bike, and she's like, no, I have class. But she has this amazing documentary that's on Amazon Prime, I think. Ooh. It's free.
with commercials. It's like 5 commercials, maybe. It's called Origin Story. It's one of the most beautiful and heartbreaking documentaries I've ever seen. It's where she found out when she was like 7 or 8 years old that her dad wasn't her real dad. So the whole and just she has a very complicated relationship with her mother.
Okay.
And I really think you should watch it. It's
I'm writing it down.
I was riveted. You will laugh, you'll definitely cry, but like it's basically she finds out who her dad is. She travels to it's not Seoul. It's somewhere in the Philippines.
Okay.
But she travels all the way over there and she has this amazing time with him. And then I just won't even say anything after that.
Okay.
But it's a whirlwind of emotion. And she is just the most precious person. Like, and you just
want to hug her. Oh, I like that. Okay, good.
And Scott Aukerman's in it, like, as her husband. And he's so, like, there's times where she's just, like, she's so angry and she's, like, punching a chair and he's, like, hugging her and he's, like, you're okay. He's, like, I don't want you to go over there by yourself, but I know you have the film crew, so, you know, just, just have fun. And she's, like, having a great time and it's just, it's a whirlwind, but she handles it so beautifully but the ending is, I mean, I was flabbergasted. Like, I wanted to, like, message her at the end.
Okay, well, shoot. Now I'm going to have to watch it because I'm dying to know
You'll
what
love
happens.
It. It's not I mean, it's like 1 hour and 40, but, like, it goes very quickly. And also, when she's in Philippines, I forget. You guys, wherever she goes. But wherever she goes, the footage is just beautiful. It's just, like, her, like, coming in contact, like, because she never knew where she was from at all and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just gorgeous. It's not boring. It sounds kind of boring, like, oh, it's, like, a girl trying to find her
family. No, I don't think so. I love documentaries. Come on.
Oh, God, it's so, so good. And she's so real and raw, and she cries, and she laughs, and I would love for you to watch this and us discuss it next week.
Okay.
I want to talk about that ending because it's...
Okay.
It's unlike any other... It's unlike any ending I was expecting to happen.
Okay, then you have to watch Woodstock 99.
Well, I have something next on my list, a little documentary I watched today called Woodstock 99!
You watched it!
I watched it, That's why I had to, like, wait. That's why I was, like, waiting. why I had to, like...
I
watched
like
it. I loved it.
Just did this for my birthday or something.
No, I'm so excited. No, that was my last thing.
Okay,
that's why we had to
tell
start
me everything.
At 6:10.
Because
I was like, okay, I thought I was like, this is gonna be so boring, and it's not boring at all. It's
no.
Like it's barely. Listen, we all know I don't like music, but also just seeing the bands, I was like, oh,
flashback.
I walked through my life. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Even
Atlantis.
Though there's that 3-year age gap. Because I would have
still
been 19.
We still have the same.
You would have been 16. Yeah. And, you know, like, I was a college girl. You're in high school or whatever what do you call it? Grade primer or something in Canada.
High school.
Okay. Okay.
Well, high school.
You do something weird with the grades different,
right? We say grade 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then junior high is 7, 8, 9, and then high school is 10, 11, 12.
Okay. Whatever. Anyway, yeah. Just the lead up to it is like, oh my God, I totally remember this happening. And I remember Woodstock 94 happening.
I don't, but that seemed like it was so beautiful. And, there was so much to unpack here because I wasn't watching this at all because, again, my parents cut off the cable, so I didn't have MTV. So I was not following this happen. I knew it was happening just from being in the zeitgeist.
Yeah.
But I was not as aware as I should be. But it was just so. Oh, the thing that they really focused on here was the titties.
Oh,
so many tits.
Oh, my God.
And just the fact that, like, I feel like these kids thought, like, oh, it's Woodstock, we should be naked. But it was such a different form of naked because in Woodstock 69, it was just, like, we're all walking around naked. No one's groping each other. We're all just, like, living free
peace.
And beautiful.
Right.
Yeah, peace, love, everything. Oh, I wish I could live in that.
And this era. Was also about, what, 95? 5% white teen early 20 guys, which is like the worst type of human on the face of this earth.
And it was like, and they started referring to it throughout the documentary as like fraternity rape culture, which is exactly what it was. 100%. The Girls Gone Wild. How did that exist?
God.
How did that fucking exist?
I mean, I remember that at the time I was so disgusted, like, oh my God. And I remember thinking, how are these girls ever going to get jobs? And their parents are going to find out. How are they going to explain this to them?
Right.
I was having anxiety thinking about these girls.
I think somebody really...
That. There are these girls really somewhere. Some of them are probably grandmas now. For real.
In the 99s?
Oh, I'm sure there were some 20-somethings. And yeah, that was 30 years ago. Absolutely some of them could be grandmas now.
I mean, it was just... I mean, this documentary is great. It moves quickly.
Yeah. And the trigger warning kind of rape stuff is really towards the end.
It's not too... They don't go into too much.
No, they don't see anything. But they kind of just detail one or two of the accounts at the end, and they don't go into graphic stuff. So you can still get the gist of the documentary without going into that part if you wanted.
Dude, how long do you think you and I would last with this heat?
Okay, well, here's the thing. I was going to go to Woodstock 99.
Do you think you would have stayed, or do you think you would have been like,
no, I was only going to go for like a day.
Like a couple of days.
Yeah, like a day or maybe like overnight and then part of the next day because we wanted to go see Dave Matthews Band. But I had to work and whatever, so I was like, no. And then it was getting really hot and then, you know, poor college kids.
First couple of days seemed okay. It was like Dave Matthews Band and like, who else did they have? God, there was just so many bands I was seeing and I was like, oh, you were there?
It was like 311, Creed. Some of the other
ones. That's where it was starting to get bad. Because the Creed, they brought out one of the guys from The Doors and no one cared. And that made me so enraged.
Oh, I was embarrassed. He was super embarrassed too. What was that? Was it Rage Against the Machine?
Yeah.
Oh, and that
was
like,
I won't do what you tell me.
Well, it was right at the beginning that the guy was like, yeah, I looked around and I saw these girls getting groped in the mosh pit and crowd surfing. And I loved this guy. I don't even know what his name is.
That wasn't Limp Bizkit. That was...
No, it was some other blonde. Three Doors Down? Or like...
No. One of the bands like that.
But he even said in 99, as he's on stage, where you would look at him and be like, oh yeah, he's probably a douchebag like the rest of these guys at the concert, right? But he's like, hey, you guys, stop groping these chicks. Stop putting hands all over them. That's all we're seeing up here. And if you're a girl, go ahead and grab those guys' dicks and do it to them what they're doing to you. And I was like, oh my God, I love him.
This is actually called Music Box, by the way. It's impossible to find this thing. You have to type in Music Box and it'll come up as Woodstock 99. It's like part of like a series, I think, but it's called Music Box Woodstock 99.
Oh, okay. Yes. I just pulled up HBO Max and it said Woodstock 99. But
he was in the documentary.
Right.
Was it Limp Bizkit? No, it wasn't Limp Bizkit.
He was the one that the MTV creators or the creators of this, they were blaming it on Fred Durst. Like, oh, he's the one that riled them all up. And that guy was a dick. Still to this day, he takes zero responsibility whatsoever. And he's like, there was plenty of water and...
But I would blame it more on the other ones, like the ones with the fire, the ones that played Stand Next to Your Fire at the end.
Oh,
was it Rage Against the Machine? No, it wasn't them.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, I thought.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, who I fucking hate. I hate them.
Interesting.
I've always hated them. Every guy I've ever dated loves the Red Hot Chili Peppers, which should say a lot. And all of their songs are the exact fucking same. You can play the same fucking underscore through all. They're like basically like the soundtrack of Grease. Is the Red Hot Chili Peppers. But they like riled up the crowd. I fucking hate them.
Yeah, even after they were like,
we went to them and we're like, can you please try to bring down the crowd because the place is on fire? So then they're like, oh, look at that. Look at that cool fire. It's awesome. Then they played Let Me Stand Next to Your Fire.
Mm-hmm.
But Fred Durst is a misogynist dick.
He looks like shit. He aged terribly, in my opinion. I know some people think that he still looks hot. I don't get it. Back in the day, that backwards hat and that did it for me. Oh, and how about Carson Daly showing up there? They're like throwing shit at him and stuff.
Like, I like Carson Daly, actually. I think he's a sweet little guy, and he's really funny on like the Today Show, I think. And he's like, I didn't know what I was doing there. Like, he's like, that sucked.
But at the time, he was kind of on the douchier side. Remember, he dated Jennifer Love Hewitt. And they were engaged, I think.
Oh, that's right.
They were such an item. Oh, Jonathan Davis. He was, I don't know, part of, I think that headbanger. You can tell what kind of music I listen to. He was one of the guys who said, hey, stop doing that. But
God, we have
the
like
other one?
We had Korn, we have Bush.
Korn. Maybe that's who Korn is. Oh, Dexter Holland.
No, I don't
think
it wasn't Korn.
Dexter Holland is the name of the guy. He was... Okay, hold on. I'm going to look this up. You guys, everyone's probably going to be screaming at us.
Limp Bizkit, Rage Against the Machine, Metallica.
The Offspring.
Oh, The Offspring. I love The Offspring.
That was the guy who said, knock it off. We're seeing a lot of girls coming up here that are getting handled and treated in ways that they shouldn't be.
Collective Soul was there. Godsmack.
That just
Jewel.
Oh.
Yeah, Collective Soul. Okay, what did Collective Soul sing?
Oh, let's pull that up. We need to have a whole episode of just 90s.
Let's do that next week, maybe. Yes. You want to do that?
Yes.
Let's do Now That's What They Call the 90s.
This is what we call
the 90s. We love
to
hate Now the, yeah. Collective Soul song.
I feel like something's going to.
Like a song. December. Where the river flows.
Let me be the one to light your flame.
December. It's okay. We'll deal with it next week. That'll be what we'll do next week. I'm excited for next week.
Let's just
say
a huge apology to Sheryl Crow, Alanis Morissette, and Jewel,
who
had to go on stage in between Korn and Metallica. And be
and
like,
they handle this.
Save your soul. Jesus. She's up there in a cowboy hat. Oh, no. And Alanis is singing, Black Fly and your Chardonnay. You could tell she was shitting herself.
Don't
she
thing.
She wanted off that stage.
Yeah.
And Moby.
Like, love you guys. Bye.
Moby is like a real hero there. He saw it coming. He had like the
I didn't
real
realize
nugget.
That he was like a rave guy because he's such a like.
Yeah, I
he's so
either.
Well respected in the music community. Not that I don't think rave music is good, but like I just always assume that Moby was like a. He just looks like he's more of a like Elvis Costello kind of guy.
Yeah, and I think he's a huge
but he was
Scientologist
in the rave area.
Too.
Ah, well, that's fine. You have to each his own.
Right, but, right.
And then he was and the Sheryl Crow is playing like what like, what's her song? The Sun.
What's that strong right? one? No, the strong.
Damn.
I'm screaming at us. But you got to think on your feet like this. Come on. You're the singer. I'm just waiting for you to sing that riff.
Sheryl Crow. No, but the something about the sun. Ah, want to soak up the sun.
Oh, that one.
I want to tell everyone to. Okay, let me find.
If it makes you happy.
Happy. Then why the hell are you so
strong enough is what I was thinking.
How's that go?
Are you strong enough to be my man?
Well, I don't know that one.
Oh, you like that? Well, oh, my favorite mistake is actually a great song. Did you know when you go, it's the perfect ending?
Maybe I know.
You're my favorite mistake.
Okay, so next week
no
we're going
to hear me sing
you
it.
Guys, we can, I'm like, okay, stop. No, okay, when you post this, let's post something, just like everyone, give us your favorite, like, 90s song.
Like, when you think 90s, this is the one
like,
song.
Waking up, curling your hair at 6 a.m. to the radio, while your actual radio is playing. In
putting
the
your extra scrunchie on your wrist.
Yeah.
You're ready to go to school.
Stretching out your jeans, doing some lunges.
Lunges down the stairs, lunges up the stairs. That's always the best. You get a nice, you just like lean into it.
Yeah, what are your guys' favorite 90s? Ace of Base is in my head. Oh, Ace of Base. Chumbawamba.
How about how about some Love Fool?
Okay, are we allowed? Can we get away with like playing like 10 seconds of every song? Or
I think you
be,
can
like,
because it's for entertainment purposes. You're not stealing it as like a your theme song sort of thing.
Cool.
Okay, yeah.
Like
just
I do
give
with
us
Amanda Loves to Hate Teen Mom every week.
Well, no, but that's entertainment purposes because you're using
that to
go off of.
All right, cool. Let's do that.
I'm
that'll
so
be fun. Now we have a topic for next week.
And that way you don't have to hear me. Trying to sing like Sheryl Crow.
But how amazing is it that Jennifer Coolidge's name is Tanya in that show?
Tanya, and it's Tuesday.
Can you do a little, like, Tanya from White Lotus to lead us out? Like, do a little bit of her monologue.
I forgot.
No, do, like, Jennifer Coolidge,
oh
like,
my
a
gosh,
monologue
I
from
think,
her.
I can't think of just
She's
a
sweating.
Monologue. I am sweating.
Improv. You took an improv class.
Oh, okay. Improv. That's exactly how they got us going. Like, we did, like, warm-ups. They're just like, improv. Go! Go, we're recording you. Improv. And 3, 2, 1.
She's like, hello, girls. You're so beautiful.
Belinda, I just have this
crick in my neck that no one's been able to get out. How do you make that happen?
I thought that she was like in love with Belinda.
I did too. But that was going that way deep.
I'm always expecting lesbian stuff to happen.
Well, no, I think I am because I thought the two teen girls were going to go at it.
Yeah, I know. Me too. Me too.
Yeah.
I thought him and Steve Zahn were going to hook up. Mm. Someone pooped.
Oh, boy.
It wasn't me. All right. Well, let's...
Okay. Send us your songs. You know, just find us. You know where we're at. We are at...
We'll post something on the Facebook page.
Exactly.
But yeah, let's check out what we're doing this week on our Patreon episodes.
Right. And you can find us on Instagram and Twitter. There's little links in the show notes. So just go find us there. And please leave a 5-star review on iTunes. That absolutely helps us out. You know, that crazy...
You can say shitty stuff.
Yeah, you can tell me how bad my voice is as long as you give us 5 stars. It's totally
fine. Tell me
about
my voice. What do we have coming up this week, though, on our Patreon?
Improv. Okay, we are going to be doing... What did you assign me? Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine for TRP, as well as the Ferret documentary.
Called Pursuit of Excellence.
Yikes.
I wonder if Leah from Teen Mom...
The school has been there. I'm just kidding, Jeremy.
It's me, Leah.
We love to hate TV. We are doing Family Therapy.
Back by popular demand.
Don't worry.
And then, guys, something real big at tier two. We're warming up and we're going to be starting Bachelor in Paradise. It premieres on
next week.
Monday the 16th. Woo! We're total bachelor virgins, so we're going into this. We're diving in, and I can't wait.
Yes.
I'm actually super excited.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. We love y'all, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.